This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, March 31st. God's word to you today is Testament. Our scripture reading is taken from Daniel 6, verses 19 and 20, and it says, "Very early the next morning, the king got up and hurried out to the lion's den. When he got there, he called out in anguish, 'Daniel, servant of the living God, was your God, whom you serve so faithfully, able to rescue you from the lions?'" Take note that Darius, even before he discovered that God had delivered Daniel, attested to the fact that Daniel was the servant of the living God. There is no gainsaying it. God's deliverance and miracles are huge testimonies to the unbelieving world. Truth be told, people may not read the stories in the Bible, but they will read the stories of our lives. God's dramatic deliverance of Daniel from the lion's den made a huge statement to the world. I have several examples in my own life, and I can confidently say that God's deliverance is, and always, produces a huge testimony for the unbelieving world. That is the crew of Daniel 6. Please read. Do you hold any beliefs and convictions that you'll be willing to be ridiculed for and, if need be, die for? We have a list of some, and I want you to listen and truthfully evaluate them. Number 1. The God of the Bible exists. Are you willing to be ridiculed or die for this? Number 2. Jesus is alive. Are you willing to be ridiculed or to die for this? Number 3. Jesus' sacrificial death and resurrection is the only way to receive eternal life. Are you willing to be ridiculed or die for this? Number 4. God demands honesty and integrity in all my work. Are you willing to be ridiculed or die for this? Number 5. If you have any other, please state it in your journal. I got saved in my final year in the university. A lot of my friends had to stay back for extra sessions or even an extra year. A lot of them believed that it is possible to need and get help in the exam hall. In class, we mostly sit together at the back. But my position was, they can do whatever they wanted. I was not going to cheat. So for all my exams, I always sit in front, always, from year 1 to 4. How you train your children is very important. One of the things that we were consistently told while growing up is that there is no one that is better than you. People may learn faster than you, and people may be more gifted than you. But if you put your heart to work, you can achieve great things. It may take others 2 minutes, but if you must spend 2 hours to achieve it, you can still achieve great things. There is no point in cheating. Instead, burn the candle and be the best. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. I have no powers of my own. I have no power of my own. Holy Spirit, I rely on you. Help me. I have no power of my own. Amen. Happy Mother's Day.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.